Mithero's Swirl is one of Jack Schell's last works prior to his passing, also from the opus Seven Great Nations of Renderaya. Playing here as background is Mithero's Swirl. My business required that Jack and I move from Portland to Scottsdale, Arizona in 2005. It was there that Jack composed the songs for his album Snotsdale Serenade, which was a parody on the snooty attitude prevalent there. He also provided his music as background for the antics of the Nancy Boys, a weekly online comedic television show. His music was featured in over 60 episodes of the Nancy Boys. He also composed the songs for his album Vespa to the Sea in Scottsdale. We sold the Scottsdale-based business to a Fortune 200 company and invested our stake in real estate development there in San Antonio, where I served as a key role on the development team. During that time, Jack began his collaboration with J.L. Draco, who was based in New York City and provided numerous musical pieces for the animations that J.L. created. When the real estate debacle in 2007 forced the recession, the project lost its funding. We struggled with the project for another 3 years, but Jack was hating Texas and swore he would walk back to San Diego rather than die in Texas. Jack then sold his grand piano, his Roland V-drums and vibraphone. We sold our contemporary art collection. What to do? Slick was on tour and suggested we stay at his home in New York. We moved to New York for Thanksgiving in 2010, where Slick and Jack continued their collaborations and their crazy antics together. But soon Slick and Jack concluded that Jack needed to be in Los Angeles in order to get his music put to film. Slick wrote, "Jack Schell has worked for me for over 10 years as a writer, keyboardist, and recording engineer. He has assisted me on hundreds of musical tracks used for television. Jack has a unique talent where he puts the right piece of music to film for the right match." We moved to Los Angeles in 2012, where Jack continued to compose, then back to Las Vegas for opportunities for a couple of years, but our heart was in San Diego, and that's where we settled again in 2015. Jack was finally happy to be back home.